We've all heard the phrase learning to live within your means. It's a great theory. But come on, who really lives within their means these days? And so people spiral into debt. And that's why so many are drowning in it. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond. Welcome to the program today as we chat about actually living within your means with my special guest, Ross Buttonshaw. And look, do stick with me because at the end of today's message, I'll be telling you about our latest life application booklet. It's called Money Matters. I'd love to send you a free copy to help you make sure that your wealth becomes the faithful servant it should be rather than the brutal master it can be. But this is the very last week that it'll be available, so don't miss out. We're continuing on this week by taking a good hard look at money, how we earn it, what we do with it, how we spend it, and the impact it has in our lives. And to do that, I'm joined again by my special guest, Ross Buttonshaw. Now, if you were able to join us last week, you'll know that Ross is the Australian director of an organisation founded in the UK called Christians Against Poverty, or CAP, as it's known for short. And what he and his team do is they help people who are struggling with their finances. So he lives at the coalface, if you like, of managing finances and sees the reality of the problems that people have and how they struggle with money and debt. Last week, Ross gave us some really practical advice on managing our finances, and I know he'll do that again this week. He's just kind of that sort of guy. Mm-hmm. With countless people, especially, let me say, people in the wealthiest countries of the world drowning in debt, one of the things that surely we need to learn how to do is to live within our means. Ross, welcome again to the program today.
Hi, Bernie. Good to be back.
Good on you. Ross, I often wonder, why is it that the wealthier nations become, the more difficult it seems to be for us to live within our means?
Well, I think we've got lots of growing organisations selling products, wanting to make money, and we seem to have the ability to spend money, not always our own. Yeah. We've got a lot of credit available, and therefore we are a target for material and consumer products.
The advertising and retail industries are pretty good at getting us to impulse buy, aren't they? Whether it's chocolates at the supermarket checkout. Well, let me tell you, I go to a coffee shop that's off a dealership of very expensive cars, and the number of people who go in for a coffee and buy one of these cars, you wouldn't believe.
Yeah, we are getting smarter at selling our products.
Quite an upsell, isn't it?
Yeah, that is a great
Would you like
upsell.
A car with your coffee?
Well, that's better than would you like a burger with your fries?
Yeah, that's right. What does this whole impulse buying say about us? I mean, when we stand back, what's going on in our psyche?
When it comes to impulse buying, people want to feel good about themselves. There's probably more psychological, more issues in our world today than there ever has been. Mm. And in some sense, buying nice things for ourselves can make us feel good.
Retail therapy.
Yeah, well, it's given that name. I think we use that tongue in cheek, but there is a reality to it.
And, of course, it might put us on a high for a little while, but then people often find themselves into debt and they're struggling with repaying this debt.
Buying things without your own money is a temporary feel-good.
See, the banks don't like me because as long as I've had a credit card, I have always paid the full amount of the credit card every month. I don't think I've ever paid credit card interest in my life, so I'm not a very good bank customer.
Well, you're not a very profitable bank customer.
Yeah. Okay, tell me, how do we start living within our means? What's the mindset shift that we need to make in order to start living in the black rather than in the red?
Well, I like to look at three concepts when we're trying to live within our means. Three concepts would be cutting out, which is cutting those things out that just need to stop in your life. Mm-hmm. And there are those things in every one of our budgets or our expenditure. One other way is to cut back, which is things that we can do with less of. And then there's cutting cost, where things that you need, but you can get it cheaper. And these are three concepts we use when we look at our budget on how to live within our means.
All right, take us through the three. Cutting out first. Give us some examples.
Many of us may have phones. Well, we almost all have. The question is, how many phones does one family need? And not only that, but, you know, what sort of packages are you on? You know, we're often on these packages where we have these great handsets and phones, but really all we need is a phone.
Yeah.
And so I would say these are things you could cut out. Also things like our TV packages.
Mm-hmm.
There's many things available, but do we need that pay TV? It's that extra cost each month.
Mm-hmm.
Could be gym memberships that we never use. Could be big ticket holidays that we go on. It all depends on what our means are.
Really looking at stuff that we're spending money on it. But let's be honest, given the constraint on our resources, we just don't need to buy that stuff. It's not worth the money that we're paying for it.
Yeah, and specifically if we're struggling to balance our budget.
Yep.
These are things we need to look at that we can actually just totally cut out.
Okay, so things to cut out. You've got to be brutal with that, don't you? It's a bit like cutting out a cancer. It's like, oh, but I've had this gym membership. I might need it another time. Or I had this pay TV package for such a long time. What if the kids were... Hey, if you're in the red, something has to go.
If you're in the red and you need to get fit, buy a pair of joggers and run more. Do you know what I mean? There are things you can do which don't need to be the more expensive way of doing it.
And I love walking. And I often think gym membership... Walking's free.
Yeah, it is. There's a lot of free things we can do, actually.
Okay, so that's cutting out. Tell me about cutting back. What's that about?
Cutting back means you can still do things, but maybe of a different standard or a different style. Say socialising, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
Some of us are more social than others,
mm-hmm.
but how do we socialise? Do we go out to restaurants all the time? Or maybe we can just have people around for a barbecue more often.
Mm-hmm.
This can be a dramatic change to the way we spend our money. Even our holidays, you can cut your holidays out, but what about you just do a different type of holiday?
Mm.
Instead of maybe you're used to a overseas trip or a resort-styled holiday each year. What if you went camping or... Now, specifically, this is for people who really need to make that change.
Can I tell you, when I moved from a commercial role into full-time ministry, obviously you lop a zero or two off your salary,
yeah.
right? Two things I learned. Firstly, there are lots of cheap eats around where we live.
Yep.
I actually don't have to go to expensive restaurants. My wife and I can go. In fact, there's one restaurant that makes a meal so big we share it between the two of us.
Mm.
Right, so we walk out having spent a fraction of what we used to spend on dining. And the second thing is we used to go out and have breakfast almost every Saturday morning. Well, now we'll often have breakfast at home and we'll go out and have coffee.
Exactly.
And it's not a big sacrifice.
No, and some people buy their lunch every day.
Yeah.
You do that when you're young, I feel, but there comes a time where you think, well, this is a lot of money every week that I spend. It could be like $40 a week just to buy your lunch.
Yeah. All right. Now, cutting out, cutting back, and what was the third one?
Cutting cost. Now, these are things we need. We just can't cut them out.
Right.
Things, just say you're gas and electric, okay? You might be able to find a better deal. Phones as well. So you've still got your phones in there.
Isn't it amazing how often phone plans change?
Yeah.
Right? And you look around and you think, well, what I was paying this much for, I can actually now get that for half the amount.
I did that the other week. I was with a company. I think I saved maybe $60 a month and got actually more than I had before.
Correct.
Just because I hadn't looked at it for a long time and I was off contract.
Yep.
So just rechecking those things. Yes, we need to look at our mortgage rent situation. Maybe you can get a cheaper mortgage these days. It's very important. And just our shopping. We go to a different store now, which is maybe a cut price store.
Yeah.
But we've found one where actually we really like the products they sell. They're good standard, but it's different to what I was used to. We probably save about $3,500 a year. That's a lot of money.
A lot of money.
Just for our regular weekly spend, just by re-examining what it costs and doing it cheaper.
Okay, we're almost out of time. Cutting out,
yep.
Cutting back, cutting costs.
Exactly.
Now, tomorrow we're going to be chatting about back to cash. Are you serious?
I'm very serious.
Money has a grip on many a person's life. Instead of being a faithful servant, it becomes a brutal master. Jesus spoke more about our attitudes towards money than on any other subject because he wants to set us free from that. And that's why I'd love to send you a free copy of our latest life application e-booklet. It's called Money Matters and it's full of life-changing practical Bible teaching to help you make sure that your wealth becomes the faithful servant it should be rather than the brutal master it can be. And you know, at the end of each chapter, you'll find some life application questions to help you think through and apply God's word right into the realities of your life. To request your free copy, stop by our mobile-friendly website, ChristianityWorks.com. You'll see that free offer right there towards the top of the homepage. Click on it, pop in your name and email, and that e-booklet will be winging its way to your inbox in just seconds. But this is the very last week that this particular booklet will be available, so don't miss out. Again, that web address is christianityworks.com. Thanks so much for joining me. I'm Bernie Diamond, and I'll catch you again same time tomorrow with a different perspective.